A massive die-off of sea stars a few years ago was caused by a virus, but a study published this week shows that higher water temperatures also played a big role. 2014 was the peak of the sea star wasting disease. It turns the often colorful invertebrates into shrunken masses with white patches. Then
the arms can fall off, and then eventually the sea star just wastes away, and they just seem to stay in one place and melt.
That's Joel Elliott, a biology professor at University of Puget Sound. He's one of the authors of the study published in the Royal Society. It shows for the first time that the mortality rate in infected sea stars increases in warmer water.
So it appears that warm water is something that is either causing the virus to have a better ability to infect a host or to replicate, or somehow it's compromising the immune system, or what we consider an immune system in these invertebrates, to protect themselves from the infiltration of the virus.
The study focused on sea stars in the San Juan Islands. During the height of the die-off, water temperatures there were 2 to 3 degrees higher than normal. The ochre sea star population in the San Juans was reduced by nearly 75%. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.